This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to join me as we together are going to study the Word of God here today. I know the secret, and I share it with you, and that is how to hear word from God. And that is, we tune in to His frequency. That is, we go to where God's speaking. And that is, in His Word. This is why I elevate the Word of God as much as I do, because that's what you want to hear. You long to hear God speak to you. And when we read His Word, and when you listen for His Word, He will speak. He'll speak 100 different things to 100 different people out there through His Word. Because the Word of God, like Hebrews 4 says, is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it cuts right to the heart. The Word is alive. That's how you can read the same book your whole life. And each time you read it, you receive something new. And that's why you never get tired of reading the Word, because the book, the Word of God, is living. It's alive. And it'll transform your life if you spend time in this Word. Now, prior to getting started with our program today, we are finally moving on to Matthew chapter 25. I want to invite you out to church this weekend. If you live in the area, I say that because this program is podcast and goes around the world as well. And greetings to all of you that have downloaded the podcast on this Wednesday morning, or maybe it's even Thursday where you are. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Thanks for taking the time to join us here on WGOD Radio. This ministry is located in Central Florida here, Melbourne and Merritt Island area. I pastor a church here in Merritt Island. It's called Island Community Church, the small Baptist church. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive. Love to see you this week. The last of the seven churches, and that is this lukewarm church. For those of you, and I'm one of them, that believes that the seven churches represent seven church ages, all the way back from the first one after the last apostle died, which would be Ephesus, where we read that they left their first love, all the way to, well, actually, prior to, that would be right before the last apostle died, because the Apostle John is the one that was given the letter. The Apostle John is the one whom it was dictated to, all the way to the last church. The last church was the church at Philadelphia that had a blank check. He says, I set before you an open door no man can shut. Where the sky's the limit and then some. And then we go to the last church and look, and what in the world happened to the last church? Where the Lord Jesus says, he says, you make me sick. He says, since then you are neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. What happened? This is what we looked at yesterday. What happened is worldliness. Read James 4:4 and 1 John 2:15. Look at what happens when worldliness will corrupt you. This is my warning to you today. Though I'm sure you know it. I hope you know it. You know it now if you didn't. Worldliness will corrupt you. Worldliness will destroy you, because it is diametrically opposed to the ways of God, and that's why there's such warnings. The author of James which is the Holy Spirit, calls those adulterers and adulteresses. Maybe you say, I've never cheated on my wife or on my husband. The Apostle James wrote that all those that are friends with the world are adulterers. That's how God considers being friend with the world. Also, James said, whoever is a friend of the world is the enemy of God. This is the dangers of worldliness, because the people of God are going in another direction in the world. This is why you read in 2 Corinthians 6:17, it says, come out from among them and be separate. Touch not what is unclean, and I will receive you. The people of God are going in the other direction. This world will corrupt you and will destroy you. That's why the dire warnings not to be friends with it. Okay, where are we at today? We are in Matthew chapter 25. So that's what's going on at church. Love to see you Sunday. I'll be gone for 2 weeks to my daughter's wedding, and I know she's listening in. Rachel, I love you. I can't wait to see you and to marry you and your fiance, and I'm really excited about that. Be back on the radio again here and back preaching again soon in a couple weeks in Revelation chapter 4. In the meantime, we are in Matthew chapter 25. We're looking at the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. Then the kingdom of heaven is like. Think about that. What's heaven like? Apple pie, pancakes, Chevrolet, beautiful smells, flowers. What's heaven like? He goes on. The kingdom of heaven is like. It's like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Okay, now notice here, everyone starts on a level playing field. No one is any better than anyone else. Everyone has the same opportunities at starting. There's 10 of them, they're all together. No one's better or lesser than anyone else. Level playing field. The kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Here's where we're starting to run into problems. We run into problems when you run into fools. Fools were unprepared for the master's return. Remember what we've been looking at? We looked at in our program yesterday. The Lord Jesus called them hypocrites. And a hypocrite is someone that says one thing and actually does another. Like a hypocrite in the church, or maybe one who says something. A hypocrite in Greek was someone, was an actor. It was a play actor that had a false face in front of him. I'm sure you know the type, those that say one thing, but actually they're something else. Like the Lord said, beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. So again, now 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Those that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. We see this parable all throughout the Bible of the master going away on a far journey. And while he's gone, he equips his people with various things. The next parable we're going to read here when we're up to it, is the parable of the talents, where the Lord equips his people and gives them talents, which is a measure, 75 pounds to be exact, and says, do business until I return. And now here, we've got 10 virgins, not 5, but 10. They're all pure. But 5 of them were wise. 5 of them were what the Lord calls foolish. Oil, we believe, we know, is representative of the Holy Spirit. Okay, let me go on. 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. Those that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, no. What a response, huh? That's not the Christian response, is it? Help us. We don't have any oil. And what's the response? We're going to see their response right here. No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those that sell and buy for yourselves. So while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those that were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Key doctrine in the Bible, and that is the doctrine of the closed door. It's a closed door policy. Let's finish this up first. Afterwards, that is after the door was shut. Afterwards, the other versions came also saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. But he answered and said, assuredly, that's amen. Amen, amen, amen. Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. I do not know you. We're going to wrap this up here in our next program, probably on Monday. But this is the doctrine, what I like to call the doctrine of the closed door. And that is, there's a time coming, friends, when God's going to close the door, and it's going to happen at a time when you're not expecting it, which is why there's such dire warnings to enter in. As you read in Luke chapter 13, verse 24, probably where we're going the next program, they said, Lord, are there few that'll be saved? And he said, agonizo, strive to enter in through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, think about this, hear my words today, Lord, are there few people that'll be saved? This is the same chapter over why did this tower fall on these people? It's not right. And how about these people here whose blood of Pilate mixed? He didn't say, he said, unless if you repent, you will likewise perish. Here it's, Lord, are there few that'll be saved? He didn't say yes or no. He says, strive. Agonizo. Same word used of the Lord Jesus, sweating great drops. He said he agonized in prayer. This is the mindset and the attitude he's calling you and I to have. Strive to enter in through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will try to get in and will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door. This is the closed door policy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the great shocking truth in the Word of God is that not everyone that wants to get in is going to get in. The closed door policy goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, where God shut the door on Noah. You know, I bet you this is my last thing I want you to ponder heading into the weekend. If they were to find Noah's Ark today, I'll bet you any amount of money you want. If you were to find Noah's Ark, you know what you'd find on it? Scratch marks. Scratch marks? Like someone who's trapped in a coffin that's still alive. You'd find scratch marks on the outside of it from people that wanted to get in, but were not able. Because the master had shut the door. Likewise, you also be ready, for at such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next